And now it's time for the Coach's Show with Sterling Head Football Coach Dan Harris on Sterling High School Radio. And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show right here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm your host, Rob Strauss, joined as always by Tad Kozineski and Sterling Head Football Coach Dan Harris. Coach, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, real quick craziness, the weather-related again for the second consecutive week in a row. So weather plays a factor in a Friday night game here at Sterling. Walk us through a little bit about exactly what happened. We know that at about quarter to six, the Lightning was in the area. Matt Sheehan, our athletic director, comes out and says, you know what, everybody off the field, safety, player safety first. And then the next hour and a half, Tad, you and I got a chance to play weatherman up in the in the booth to the community. Walk us through exactly what happened with that whole situation.
We saw Lightning for the next hour 15 till about, a little after 7. We went out in the field. Field was still a little soggy in some spots, because it came down periodically, pretty hard. And then another lightning bolt hit, so we kind of everybody made the decision then to push it back.
Now, Coach, I've been a baseball coach here a number of years, and a number of years before I got here. You just experienced what it's like to be a baseball coach. Are we playing? Are we not playing? Ooh, I think we're playing. Ooh, we're not playing. Mentally, how is it, first of all, on you on that whole process?
You just take it in stride. You can't get take it too negative or get too upset over something that's out of your hands.
How about for the kids? I know, like, baseball players, it's not as an emotional sport as football is, but the kids can get real up for certain things, and all of a sudden they get weighed down. How do you think your kids reacted to that whole night?
I could tell they're disappointed not to play, at home that night. It didn't seem to overwhelm us because we actually had a pretty good practice on Saturday. So I don't think it affected us too much. It could have just been, the routine. It, breaks the routine, which I think, in some ways is new and uneasy. So I just think that, that aspect can affect things.
So as a coach, when the game's canceled, you come back Saturday, what type of practice do you have? Do you just go over game plan stuff?
Yeah, we just do like a 50-50 split and work in some special teams with offense, defense, and then the special teams. But we had a pretty good practice. We still came in, did our, we lifted and, did special teams, then offense, and defense, then offense.
How crazy was it to go from, okay, now we're playing Saturday. There's a possibility that maybe we play Saturday, and all of a sudden it turns into Monday night at 6 at Sterling, and then at the last minute they say, just kidding, we're going to go over to Gateway and play at 7 o'clock at night. How do you guys prepare for that one?
Like I said, it got out of our hands, out of my hands, and, over my head. So, you just take it in stride. It's out of your hands. I made suggestions, this, that, and the other. But, again, because of facility use and West Efforts Field, all those things were a factor. Our field was a factor with, certain spots not being ready.
So then we'll look going into the West Effort game. What was your thoughts as you had looked at West Effort on tape? What were some things that you were kind of looking for as you got ready for the West Effort game itself?
The physical aspect, I knew they were going to be a physical team. And it seemed like a couple more days for them to prepare. They were even, more pumped up to go. They were going into their bye week. So they had two more days to prepare for us, and then now they have a bye week. So, it really worked in their benefit, the whole situation. But like I said, like I said to the kids after the game, and I just, hope our kids understand this, that now it's things, sometimes you don't believe somebody until it actually happens to you with their culture. In the way they carry themselves, their charisma, and then you could see the dedication that they have in the weight room, and I think that was a huge factor in the game.
Rob, I've been around the school a number of years, and I remember when West Deford was just known. It was a soccer school. Mm-hmm. Football was just okay. They have a football team, no big deal. Obviously, Coach Folsom's come a long way. What are some of the benchmarks you're looking for from the Sterling program to kind of like check mark as we start moving along in trying to build this program up? I know you've talked weight room, but what are some of the other things along with the weight room you're looking for?
Building off of positives and being consistent. We're not consistent. In practice with the tempo, a lot of the stuff comes from the coaches, and at times you want it to come from the kids, the players, to bring certain things to practice and leadership and the focus and doing, you know, being able to execute the plays properly, being able to do your assignments on defense. And we blow a lot of that, you know, blow a lot of assignments and make mistakes, and or we're lazy sometimes. But, you know, we're trying to stick with the positive stuff. And we, you know, offensively, I thought we assignment wise we did pretty well, but it was just the other team was physically, you know, we were outmatched at a lot of positions. So it was just the physical nature of football took over, and their weight room, and like I said, their culture, the way they come together as they're a team, you know, in every aspect.
When you look at their team, they're led by a quarterback, Diaco is his name, and mm-hmm. he's going to be a tight end in college. What were some things you were looking at defensively when they had the ball in regards to him and certain tendencies that they may have had that you saw coming into the game?
Just the basic stuff. I mean, they're basic wing T blocking stuff. They don't do anything out of the ordinary. They run their quarterback a little bit more than I've seen him do in the past few years. Usually he's fullback heavy team, but he runs the quarterback a good amount. And the biggest thing with us was counter plays early in the game. You know, I think early on it was every big play, all the touchdowns were counters.
All right,
and
so
we were blowing, our linebackers were just blowing reads.
So they're going more with the initial flow of the ball. More specifically, is that kind of where you're leading it when you're saying they're blowing reads? Are they just buying the initial fake? Is that
when they go in, our kids are supposed to read the back, and the back was coming right at them. But for some reason, they're going in jet motion the other way. Mm-hmm. Hand the ball off to the jet motion guy, then he hands the ball off to the other wing back. I don't know what our linebackers are looking at the jet motion. You know, that's stuff we go over every day. So I can't. Good. No, I don't know what's going on in our kids' minds, but you know that was the blown assignments with the counters.
And I'm sure you've gone through it. Rob's coach swimming here, and again, I've been with baseball. You can tell kids sometimes, Rob, a million times, and it's so frustrating when they continually not to do what you want them to do.
And it is frustrating to watch. You work on it in practice all the time, and you work on it, and all of a sudden you get the game time, and it just mm-hmm. becomes like their mind just kind of goes out the door somewhere. So. You did get a chance to look at some of the younger players in this game as well. More notably, I know, Tad, you know Rob Wilsey pretty well as a freshman quarterback. Talk to us a little bit about him and how he did.
Yeah, Robbie came in. He's done well in the freshman games. He's really showed a confidence and type of, you know, a swagger that you kind of look at from a quarterback. You know, and he's very determined. You know, he's a quiet kid, always has a pretty good attitude, smiling. You know, it's just he's a pretty good player.
Kevin Shules talked about during the broadcast during his football career when he was one of the players coming off the bench. This is a chance to show the coaches on mm-hmm. tape in a varsity situation. Were there any other players that kind of caught your eye a little bit that came in off the bench that showed a little character, a little bit of display?
Trying to think. Yeah, we have a few D linemen. I think Scotty Goff, he stepped in Audubon actually and played pretty well for us, and he did okay, you know, West Effort. But, again, just the maturity factor and strength factor. Naeem Furlough, we were happy with the way he ran the ball a couple times. You know, there's a couple of guys that stuck out to me. You try to find the positive, but there's other things that are overwhelming as a coach that stick out in my mind. But, yeah, a couple of those guys. You know, we have a pretty solid sophomore class, so we're just looking to build off those guys.
You think they're taking this, the sophomore class, the young guys, you think they're taking this as a learning experience? And maybe that kind of fuels some things as you keep talking about weight room. Mm-hmm. Do you think those kids kind of pick it up and go, wow, I think coach is right here?
Yeah, like I said, it was an eye-opener, and I think the attitude's changed slightly this week in practice because of that. Every time you lose – something doesn't go your way, you've got to learn something from it. And I think the kids did. I think we learned something, and we're hopefully going to build off of it.
Rob, coach is an unusual, well, a very unusual position. You've got to play on the field against Haddonfield and West Deptford, which most people think not only are battling for our division title, most people think they're the two best teams in Group 2. What do you think if these two teams get to a rematch? What, you know, based on you coaching against them on the field, what are some things you like about each team?
I believe West Efford's tight end, who's a big factor, I think, on Haddonfield's defense, Jake Walters or something, I believe his name is Walter. I believe he's out for the season. I'm not 100%. I just heard that. I think that's a big factor for them. But at the same time, I think Haddonfield's getting better from what I saw early in the summer until more recently. And I think the familiarity that Haddonfield has with West Deptford, but I think both defenses are a lot better than I had thought. I think it's really their defenses are going to be the X factor in who when they play each other.
When you say something like they're better than you had thought coming in on tape, what do you mean by that? What can you be a little more specific with? Are they quicker? Or are they
no? Well, Haddonfield, I knew that. I think experiencing it, like I said, you could think one thing, but people can say one thing to you, but until you experience it, then it really sinks in. Haddonfield, as far as how disciplined their kids are, and then West Deptford, how physical their kids are and the mindset that they have.
I mean, I would love if I think that West Deptford was operating on all cylinders on Monday night, and I think we said this on the air that if they don't win Group Two. I would love to see the team that does beat them in because they looked they look every bit of 4-0 or 5-0, whatever they are at this point. They look, like you said, Coach, they have the physical aspect of things and they just seem to be operating on all cylinders. So it'd be interesting to see how Group 2 plays out because I know West Deptford, I believe, is number one in Group 2 as it stands in terms of power points right now. Haddonfield's
number one.
Haddonfield's one?
Haddonfield's
one. That's right.
Because I think West Deptford's only
strength of schedule.
Three or four.
Well, and Cedar Creek in there as well.
And you're going to get a good read as West Deptford plays their game next week. That's our Thanksgiving Day game. They're going to have Collingswood next week. So that's going to give you a pretty good read of what you're going to see on Thanksgiving weekend as well.
Yeah.
Because that Collingswood team, I haven't seen them. Have you seen Collingswood yet, by any chance?
Just on film, not in person.
Any initial thoughts before I know?
They seem pretty big, pretty physical. They're a pretty talented team.
Can they hang with West Deptford, do you think, or just based on what you've seen, or they're gonna have to play a perfect game?
Yeah, they'll have to have some breaks go their way for that to happen, and early on as well. Because I just think West Deptford, the physical nature, the physical game that they play. Wears on teams. And that's what I thought going into this game. I thought we were going to get some things going our way, but the physical nature, I took over a lot quicker than I thought.
Is that game at Collingswood?
I think it's at West Deptford. I think that's their first and only game that West Deptford is going to play.
I think they play it on our field.
Oh, they might bring that game here. Oh, okay.
Interesting. Interesting. We saw Collingswood last year in the Thanksgiving Day game. We went to overtime and beat them in overtime, which was a fantastic game for us, obviously, to go send the seniors out, a strong senior class that we just graduated last year.
It's in Collingswood.
Oh, it is in Collingswood. Okay.
Interesting. And they do or do not have lights there now?
They do have lights there, yes.
They do have lights.
Yeah, they just choose not to. It was funny when we were talking about Thanksgiving and Wednesday weekend. Wednesday week, they started the first Wednesday night football game was actually at Collingswood. They tried it once with an experiment, and the people in Collingswood decided they didn't like it. A couple years we played on Thanksgiving. Then Sterling got lights and said, we like this Wednesday night football thing. And we've been doing it here a long time. And I think that's one thing you're going to see here, Coach. When we get close to that game, everyone is out at that game.
Yeah.
People come back from college. It's
great. The
night.
The Thanksgiving tradition stuff, it's neat to have.
Wednesday night, there aren't many games now. We're one of them, and that's why you'll get a kick when we get closer to that game.
Speaking of looking ahead, coming up tonight, Haddon Township coming into town here. What are you expecting out of Haddon Township tonight? What have you seen on film, and what can we expect here tonight?
The spread style attack. The quarterback, quarterback runs and scrambles a lot, so I just think managing that is going to be beneficial for, what we have to do on defense. He breaks out of the pocket, and their kids are, it's a long time to cover somebody, so we got to make sure we keep him in the pocket and get in his face.
So that mainly comes down to the defensive line has to...
Yeah, D-line, D-ends, and then covering guys out the backfield, too.
So how tough is it for defensive linemen, especially who are so used to, especially when I think of pros, and maybe not necessarily high school, get the quarterback. How tough is it with a spread open offense to get them guys contain, hold the edge?
Well, I just think it's the once the kids adjust, early in the game, they feel each other out. We feel each other out to each team. And once you get a feel for what they're doing, then I think you get more comfortable in what you're doing. But part of the problem, the difference in it, if you go upper levels, is they have more time and position specific drills and all that stuff. So you have less time at the high school level. So you have to be more basic. You have to do, you know, simpler things and be more disciplined with those things. But we're pretty simple on defense, and it's just simple assignments. And if we mess up, you know, that's when we get bad things happen.
With the Sterling team who's trying to build a program, I see certain coaches say, I like to dictate the pace on offense or defense. I'm going with what I go with, and then the other team's going to have to adjust. What does Sterling do with that? Do we come and say, this is our defense, this is what we do, and how do you go about it offensively and defensively?
Yeah, that's the approach we take. We're going to do what we do. You know, we have defense, we do different things, but when we feel like on offense or defense it's too much, we'll scale it back so that, you know, we want the kids to be you really want it to put it on the kids to make the plays. You don't want it to be as a coach to overdo things. It's really about the kids knowing their assignments and what to do and actually doing them. And if it's too much and you could tell that the kid's thinking too much or we're not executing the assignments, then you need to scale it back a little bit.
Is that something, because I know you're down on the field, and we see the game differently from the press box than you do in the field. Do you have to rely that much more on the guys upstairs telling you things, or you have certain things that you're looking at as a play goes in offensively or defensively?
It's a split. You know, up top they're looking at the other far sideline. The player is further away from us and we're looking at the near guys. You know, certain guys on the sideline are looking at certain position guys, assignments and things like that.
Coach, you're about to experience your first Spirit Week here at Sterling, which is, Tad, you can attest to this. It's a crazy week. It's an absolutely insane week. It's homecoming. It's homecoming queen, Mr. Sterling, the whole nine yards. I don't think there's going to be any problem with getting your kids amped up for the game against Overbrook. I know you don't like to look ahead as coaches. What do you see out of Overbrook as we look 2 weeks out?
I think the coach over there is doing a great job. They've improved. They have like a spread style, more pistol based offense, and you know, I think he's doing a great job. And I think their kids are enjoying it, and you could tell that they're taking a turn for the better at in Overbrook.
How about for this week? If you're doing chalkboard talk, I think I ask you this each week: keys for a Sterling win against Haddon Township.
Keeping the quarterback in the pocket, assignment. You know, blocking the right guy on offense and securing the football, and then special teams. You know, hopefully we can. You know, even last week West Effort, they didn't want to kick it deep to our guys. You know, we have some speed back there. So I think, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, we got to make something happen on special teams.
It's interesting that you bring that up. What is your philosophy? Again, nobody's really kicked off to you. What do you tell your up back? I guess they're just letting it go, and it's up to the deep guy to get it. What is the coaching points when they continually kick it slow like that?
Yeah, well, letting it get back to that the back guys there, unless the ball is dead or in front of you or if it's going towards the sideline. But what it does is our kids hesitate now because they're thinking about that, and they're not turning around and going and blocking guys because they're worried about the football. So I think that kind of something we have to work on.
Coach, you have a fundraiser coming up. Mm-hmm. A shameless plug for a little fundraiser you guys have going. You're not doing the standard beef and beverage, which a lot of the teams do. You're going more of the breakfast variety. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the 24th, right? It's a Saturday. Dates are all mixed up. The 24th in Applebee's, I believe it's Voorhees. it's 8 to 10 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, and it's $8 a ticket. So more people, the more the merrier.
Get down and let's bulk up those linemen.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pancakes.
I've been through these. They're a lot of fun.
They are a great time. Coach, once again, thanks again for joining us for this edition of the Coach's Show, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tad, thank you, as always, for joining us. Coming up next, it's going to be Haddon Township and Sterling right here on Sterling High School Radio. And we're back with kickoff right after this.